Sunday, January 11th, 2009. Ordinary form, baptism of the Lord. Extraordinary form, Holy Family. Crystal's Pinchot Anywhere, episode number 152. Take 654,796.
From the Disciples with Microphones Podcast Network.
And from the Crystal's Pinchot Network.
He's back! A botched Adeste Fideles and more on the 2009 Music Issues. Here on Crystal's Vintage Anywhere.
Right now!
It's time for Crystal's Vintage Anywhere! That half three quarters of an hour of liturgy, music, and fun! And now, a man whose voice is so out of it he sounds like a mature alfalfa, here's Brian Michael Page!
Hello and welcome, Ego Sum Briani Smig Alis Pagina. We welcome you to our 152nd episode of Crystal's Vintage Anywhere. A happy and blessed new year to all our listeners, and I hope your Christmas was a happy and blessed one as well. And yes, I did say Christmas, and not that meaningless generic term, holiday. You know what I did just days before Christmas? I was leaving this Dunkin' Donuts after picking up a gift card for my sister-in-law, and the girl that worked the counter that night had said to me, "Have a nice holiday." Well, apparently, she didn't know what the name was of the holiday that falls on December 25th every single year for centuries. But I decided to call her bluff. I replied by saying, "Well, I'll tell you what. You have a nice Christmas, and since you don't specify which holiday you want me to enjoy, I get to choose by default. Therefore, I pick Memorial Day. I may not go to those tacky, boring outdoor remembrance services being presented by the VFW and the American Legion, but I'll enjoy the day off from work just the same." Then you have those people that refer to Christmas and New Year's collectively as the holidays, as if they were the only holidays all year on the calendar. "Oh, here are some nice gifts for the holidays." "Really? Gifts for me? For Milk Day and St. Patrick's Day? Cool." Or even better, "Holiday gifts? Oh, cool. I've been waiting for months to get rid of those M-80s bottle rockets and stink bombs I have left over for the 4th of July. Here you go, Timmy. Have a happy non-specified holiday." That said, I really do hope your Christmas was a happy one. Speaking of Christmas, we folks at Crystal's Vintage Anywhere, real, technological, and fictional, worked really hard on this really cool thing you don't see too often, the David Wilcox arrangement of Adeste Fideles. No, not O Come All Ye Faithful. Adeste Fideles, yes, in Latin. I mean, I've always seen the Wilcox arrangement in English, yes, but I've never seen it or heard it done in Latin. And I've always loved and still do love that gorgeous descant that David Wilcox made popular with the verse that begins, "Sing choirs of angels, sing in exultation." But I always thought that it was high time to add that descant to the verse that begins, "Cantet nunc io chorus angelorum." Well, the first two verses came out really good, and Seamus did a really good alto on the first two verses, which, you know, we did those in four parts, the first two verses. But once we got to verse three with the descant, and Seamus had switched to tenor, all hell broke loose. Listen.
Adeste fideles, laeti triumphantes, venite, venite in Bethlehem. Natum videte, regem angelorum, venite adoremus, venite adoremus, venite adoremus. Gestat puellae vitae.
Terra. Venite adoremus, venite adoremus, venite adoremus, Dominum.
Cantet nunc io chorus angelorum, cantet nunc alla celestium. Gloria, gloria.
Wow, Seamus is a really good Tarzan for a techno schlep, eh?
Venite adoremus, venite adoremus, venite adoremus, Dominum.
Three beautiful stained glass windows shattered, and a car blown up in a parking lot. Thankfully, nobody was in it. Well, finally, for the first time in 3 years, I have a legitimate New Year's resolution. You know, for the past couple of years, I had stolen a cue from the Kurt Jester. In 2006, Jeff Miller, a.k.a. the Kurt Jester, in his blog of that name, the Kurt Jester, had given up things for Lent. So in turn, I had decided to make a New Year's resolution not to make any resolutions. Well, this year is different. My 2009 resolution is to once again, and for a decent salary and supportive pastor, become an organist and music director once again. All I ask is for a fair wage and support for a good, solid, primarily traditional style music program, lending not to entertainment and self-praise, but actual prayer and worship to Almighty God in the way that the church, capital C, has intended. I don't care if it's January, June, or December of 2009, but my goal is to make it happen sometime this year. On today's show, we will continue on the review of the 2009 Music Issues issues. The music issue, of course, published by OCP. We'll start this time with the hymn number 532. But first, let's wish a happy new year to them jungle screechers. 30 days, half September, April, June, and November. All the rest have 31 except for February alone and what did Skip it. Thank you, Jungle Screechers, and a happy new year to you guys. Wow, sounds like you brought company. Well, anyways, let's look at our feast for the month for January 2009. All right. January 1st, New Year's Day. In the ordinary form, Mary, Mother of God. In the extraordinary form, the octave day of Christmas, traditionally also known as the circumcision of our Lord Jesus Christ. On the 2nd of January, St. Basil the Great and St. Gregory Nazianzen, as in the ordinary form. Now, the holy name of Jesus is celebrated on the 3rd as an optional memorial in the ordinary form. But now watch this. The 4th falls on a Sunday, okay? In the extraordinary form, the holy name of Jesus will fall on the 4th, the Sunday. Now, this falls on a Sunday if that Sunday is anywhere from the 2nd through the 5th of January. If the first Sunday of January is the 1st, 6th, or 7th, then the holy name is moved to the 2nd, regardless of what day of the week it falls on. Now, in the ordinary form on Sunday the 4th, the Epiphany of our Lord. In the extraordinary form, the Epiphany remains on a fixed date of January 6th. In the ordinary form, it's celebrated on the Sunday following the 1st. January 5th, in the ordinary form, St. John Newman. And in the extraordinary form, a commemoration of St. Telesphorus. Ordinary form, on the 6th of January, Blessed André Bessette. It's an optional memorial. And as I mentioned just a minute ago, in the extraordinary form, the Epiphany. St. Raymond of Peñafort is celebrated as an optional in the ordinary form on the 7th of January in the extraordinary form and is moved to the 23rd. Sunday, the 11th, in the ordinary form, is the baptism of our Lord, normally celebrated on the Sunday following the Epiphany. Now, in the extraordinary form, this feast is celebrated on the fixed date of January 13th, exactly 1 week after the fixed date of the Epiphany. Instead, in the extraordinary form, in the 11th, we get the Holy Family, which in the ordinary form is celebrated on the Sunday after Christmas. Now, on the 12th, although just a feria in the ordinary form, it is the beginning of ordinary time. The 13th, as I mentioned, in the extraordinary form, the baptism of the Lord. And in the ordinary form, St. Hilary, and thankfully, no, I do not mean Hillary Clinton. On the 14th, St. Hilary is celebrated in the extraordinary form. And it's a commemoration of St. Felix, and I don't mean Felix the cat. Now, on the 15th, in the extraordinary form, St. Paul, the first hermit, and a commemoration also on that day of St. Maurus. On the 16th, in the extraordinary form, St. Marcellus the First. Now, on the 17th, in both forms, St. Anthony the Abbot. Sunday, the 18th, we finally go into numbered, sequenced Sundays. In the ordinary form, second Sunday of ordinary time, and in the extraordinary form, second Sunday after Epiphany. On the 19th, two commemorations in the extraordinary form. The first one covers four saints: St. Marius, Martha, Artifax, and Abacum. And then the other commemoration is St. Canute, a king. Now, in both forms, on the 20th, Saints Fabian and Sebastian, although it's optional in the ordinary form. In both forms, on the 21st, St. Agnes. Now, on the 22nd, a little complex here, in the extraordinary form, Saints Vincent and Anastasius. Now, in the ordinary form, it only mentions St. Vincent. However, also in the ordinary form, as I was looking at the Ordo, Day of Penance for Violations to the Dignity of the Human Person Committed Through Acts of Abortion, and of prayer for the full restoration of the legal guarantee of the right to life. This Mass should be celebrated with violet vestments, and that is according to the general instruction of the Roman Missal, paragraph number 373. Now, on the 23rd, as I mentioned in the extraordinary form, St. Raymond of Penicfort is moved on that day. And a commemoration in that same form, St. Emerenciana. St. Francis de Sales is celebrated in the ordinary form on the 24th and in the extraordinary form on the 29th. Also on the 24th, St. Timothy in the extraordinary form. Now on the 26th, he is celebrated with St. Titus. Sunday the 25th, in the ordinary form, the third Sunday of ordinary time. Also, in this the year of St. Paul, the otherwise fixed feast of the conversion of St. Paul may be celebrated on this day. In the extraordinary form, third Sunday after the Epiphany. Now, on the 26th of January, Saints Timothy and Titus in the ordinary form, like I mentioned earlier. And in the extraordinary form, St. Polycarp. On the 27th, St. Angela Merici, it's an optional memorial. And in the extraordinary form, St. John Chrysostom. On the 28th, ordinary form, St. Thomas Aquinas, priest and doctor of the church, as well as author of some of the greatest Eucharistic hymns ever written. And in the extraordinary form, St. Peter Nolasco, and he can also celebrate a commemoration as a second feast, St. Agnes. St. Francis de Sales, which I had mentioned is the 24th in the ordinary form, is moved to the 29th in the extraordinary form. On the 30th in the extraordinary form, St. Martin. And finally, in both forms, on the 31st, St. John Bosco. For great stories on these and other great feasts and saints, don't forget to check out the New Advent website, www.newadvent.org. Okay, class. Your attention, please. Class, It's time for Liturgy 101 from the School of Snark. Okay, class, this coming Sunday is the second Sunday of Ordinary Time. It's really the first since the Sunday before, which is the Baptism of the Lord, is the last day of Christmas season. Ordinary Time begins on the day right after the Baptism of the Lord. So really, the second Sunday of Ordinary Time is kind of a shortcut, if you will, for the Sunday of the second week of Ordinary Time. Now, I notice here the Gregorian Missal kind of goofed. If you have a Gregorian Missal handy, flip over to page 431. You'll see on the top of the page, it says this. The Sunday of the Baptism of the Lord, page 221, opens the first week of Ordinary Time.
Wrong!
The Sunday of the Baptism of the Lord does not open up the first week of Ordinary Time. However, it does close the Christmas season. Now, the day after the Baptism of the Lord opens the first week of Ordinary Time. If you go into page 228, also in the Gregorian Missal, at the top of that page, they got it right. It says, after the Baptism of the Lord, Ordinary Time begins. The following Sunday, therefore, is the second Sunday of Ordinary Time, page 431. Now, that's more like it. Let's look at the propers for the second Sunday of Ordinary Time, shall we? Let's start with our introit. Omnis terra adoret te, Deus et sala tibi. Salmum dicat nomini tuo altissime. Salmus. Jubilate Deo omnis terra. Salmum dicite nomini eus. Date gloriam laudi eus. Let all the earth worship and praise you, O God. May it sing praise to your name, O Most High. Psalm. Be joyful in the Lord, all the earth. Sing a psalm in honor of his name. And that's from Psalm 66, or in the Vulgate or Deuteronomy 65. Now, please do me a favor. Do yourself a favor. Do the liturgy a favor. Save the liturgy. Save the world, right? Stay away from that raunchy, lift up your hearts to the Lord, that little ditty there, if you can help it. Stay away from it, okay? Now, still modern, but at least decent, would be Lucian Dice's All You Nations, Sing Out Your Joy to the Lord, Alleluia, Alleluia. And still modern, but even better, if you have a Worship 2 book kicking around, check out number 692. Though listed as the seasonal psalm for Easter, the responsory is a perfect match here. The antiphon is, Let all the earth cry out to God with joy, Alleluia. Set to music by Alexander Pelequin. And wed very happy with the Grail verses set to one of the psalm tones of Joseph Zeller. You may even want to check out some of Psalm 100 based hymns, as the beginning of that and Psalm 66 are quite similar. I'm particularly referring to All the Earth Proclaim the Lord by Lucian Dice, and of course the Old Hundredth, All People That on Earth Do Dwell. It might just be the perfect excuse for your choir to start Ordinary Time with a bang. The Old Hundredth Psalm tune, Ralph Vaughan Williams' self-proclaimed mess up of Old Hundredth. Now, the intervening chants from the lectionary during the Liturgy of the Word. The responsorial psalm, Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will, from Psalm 40 or 39 in the Vulgate. Now, let me ask you something. How many of you have the temptation to go into the Here I am, Lord of Dan Shudi? Not me. Now, the Here I Am, Lord of Michael Ward might make a good meditation after communion if you felt the need to go contemporary. It's actually based on the psalm. It cannot be used, however, as the responsorial psalm. It can't be used in its place, as a translation must be the one approved by the church. My favorite setting of this psalm would be the one found in Worship 2 and Worship 3, which is the antiphon by Richard Prue, along with the Gelano psalm tone for the verses. The Alleluia verse, we have found the Messiah, Jesus Christ, who brings us truth and grace. Now these verses from John's Gospel almost make you want to burst into the last verse of Joy to the World, huh?
He rules the world with truth and grace.
But don't. Christmas season is done until next Christmas. Now, if you're using the Graduale Romanum or the Gregorian Missal and using the chants there, The gradual. Misi dominus verbum suum et sanabit eos, et eripuit eos de interitu eorum. Confidianto domino misericordiae eos, et mirabilia eos filiis hominum. The Lord sent his word and healed them, and delivered them from their destruction. Let the mercies of the Lord give glory to him, and his wonderful works to the children of men. And this is from Psalm 107 or 106 in the Vulgate. And the Alleluia from the Graduale. Laudate Dominum omnes angeli eus. Laudate eum omnes virtutes eus. Praise ye the Lord, all you his angels. Praise him, all you his hosts. From Psalm 148. Now, hymns based on this psalm include Praise the Lord of Heaven and Praise the Lord, ye heavens, adore him. The preferred tunes by us at Liturgy 101 to these two hymns are Une Vincrante and Austria, respectively. Now, the offertory, just like the introit from Psalm 66, the hymn suggestions will be the same. Jubilate Deo Universa Terra. Jubilate Deo Universa Terra. Salmum digite nomine eus. Venite et audite et narrabo vobis. Omnes qui timetis Deum, quanta feci Dominus anime meae. Alleluia. Be joyful in the Lord, all the earth. Be joyful in the Lord, all the earth. Sing a psalm in honor of his name. Come and hear, all who fear God, and I will tell you what the Lord has done for my soul. Alleluia. The communion. Dicit Andreas Simoni fratris suo. In venibus Messiam, qui dicitur Christus, et adduxit eum ad Iesum. Andrew said to his brother Simon, We have found the Messiah, which means Christ. And he led them to Jesus. And that is part of the gospel reading of the day from St. John. Don't forget to check out the Canti Nova website for all the great music suggestions for the second Sunday of Ordinary Time. There are many great titles listed. We'll leave a link in the show notes. Keep your mitts off that mouse. We'll be back. Don't do this at church.
Miserium fidei.
Venite adoremus. Venite adoremus. Venite adoremus.
Okay, so I goofed. We're not starting with hymn number 532. It's hymn 531. Can't you tell it's been a while? Oh, by the way, I looked at the missalette that goes with the music issue, the issue for Advent 2008 through Lent 2009, and found another great hymn missing. Savior of the Nations Come. That's with the tune Nun Komm de Heiden Heiland. What a shame. All these good hymns getting taken out. I noticed that in the 2006 issue when they took out Christ Has Made the Sure Foundation and Come My Way, My Truth, My Life. But anywho, here's a continuation of our review of the 2009 music issue as published by OCP. And so far, not too pretty. But let's see what this batch has to offer. First of all, 531, Earthen Vessels. Play that one at night just when you're trying to sleep. Who needs Summonex? 532, Jesu Joy of Our Desiring. Always a lovely melody, but shouldn't that be Jesu Joy of Man's Desiring? 533, one of OCP's absolute best editions since 2005. Adoro Te Devote in Latin and with the English Godhead Here in Hiding, which is probably about as good a translation as you're going to get.
534, The Eyes and Hands of Christ, a self-praising song about us being one by Rhode Island's own Tom Kenzie. Send it bye-bye. 535, Renew Us, should have been given a tune of its own. Its irregular text does not go well at all with the tune In Babylon. It really does a fine tune, a real disservice. 536, I will choose Christ.
I hope so.
However, I will choose not to use this song. Way too syncopated for the average congregant. 537, finally a decent hymn. Holy Wisdom, Lamp of Learning. This is a Ruth Duck text set to the tune Beach Spring. 538, 539, and 540, go. Bye-bye, far away. 541, Now My Heart, one of John Foley's better pieces. We can keep that one. Not all the Foley stuff is bad. This one's proof. 542 through 545 can all go, especially 545, Sing to the Mountains. You know, it's funny, about 10 years ago, I mentioned to this one curate that I worked with about how the music to Sing to the Mountains resembled a drinking song. And he replied by saying, well, let me ask you something. Why do you have to be so disrespectful towards sacred music? So I answered his question with another question. Well, let me answer that question with another question. What's so sacred about the music to Sing to the Mountains? 546, 547, and 548, on the other hand, are all keepers. O God, beyond all praising, O bless the Lord, my soul, and all creatures of our God and King, in that order. 549 through 552, all can go. 553, praise the Lord, ye heavens, adore him. Excellent text that would actually serve better with the tune Austria than the fine but overused Hymn to Joy. 554, Sing, O Sing, one of Dan Shute's better tunes. 555, Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee. Now, that one goes with Hymn to Joy, yes. 556, From All That Dwell Below the Skies, with the tune Duke Street, which is a very fine tune. However, I must note that I first learned the first two verses of this hymn as verses 2 and 3 of Praise God From Whom All Blessings Flow. How many of you remember that? Matter of fact, the old monthly missalette, now known as Seasonal Missalette, by J.S. Pollock, now part of World Library. All right, here we go. 557, 558, 559 can all go, especially 557, Abba Father. That one really, it sounds like the opening theme to some old Class B Western movie, you know? All I can think of is, Abba. And then you hear this high-pitched whistling echo those two notes. Or Lassie is another one I think of. Remember Lassie? 560, Come Christians Join to Sing. Excellent hymn. 561 and 562 can go. We'll go to the next one. 563, Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven. Another excellent hymn. And then we'll shoo away 564 through 568. 569, Laudate, Laudate, Dominum. Now the verses are okay. They're not great, but they're okay. The refrain is quite good, and it's actually one of Walker's better pieces. 570, Alle, Alle, Alleluia. Just plain awful. You know what this song would sound great as? A commercial jingle for bananas. Chiquita or Dole, either one. It's just awful. 571, Who Shall Sound the Air with Song? This one's actually a keeper. 572, Gloria by Mike Anderson. Point bad, hideous music. Point worse, sounds like this was intended to be sung in place of the Gloria at Mass. Bad move. 573, the earlier mentioned Praise God From Whom All Blessings Flow. Obviously a keeper. It's the old 100th. 574, Immortal, Invisible, God Only Wise. An excellent hymn that should have gotten a lot more exposure than it's gotten. 575, Sing a New Song by Dan Shute has got to go, and even with the altered text, send it bye-bye. 576, Praise to You, O Christ Our Savior, one of Bernadette Farrell's better tunes. That one is actually fine. We'll keep that one. 577 through 580, bye-bye. 581, O Silence. Lovely text by Sister Genevieve Glenn. set to an excellent tune by John Foley, one of his absolute best tunes. 582 and 583, two ditties that brag about us being one. We are many parts, and they'll know we are Christians by our love. Both of them gotta go. 584, In Christ There Is No East or West, one of my favorite spirituals, the tune McKee. 585, 586, 587, bye-bye. 588, text is okay at best. The tune Beach Spring, that one's fine. Or the title of that one, God of Day and God of Darkness. 589, nice tune, even for being written by Sister Suzanne Tulin, who, of course, gave us the infamous I Am the Bread of Life. The text, however, reeks of social justice jargon. 590, The Cry of the Poor, that one's fine. Ditto for 591, Lord, Whose Love and Humble Service. 592, Whatsoever You Do, one of the original social justice ditties. When I was hungry, you gave me to drink. When I was thirsty, you bought me a TV. 593 through 596, bye-bye, send them out of here. 597, Jerusalem, My Happy Home, definitely a keeper, one of my favorite early American short ditties. 598, Shall We Gather at the River? That one should be sent up the river, never to return. 599, Sing With All the Saints in Glory, definitely a keeper, although it was born as Sing With All the Sons of Glory. 600 and 601 should be waved bye-bye. 602 is the battle hymn of the Republic, You Be the Judge. 603 through 607 must go, especially that rhythmically misaligned In the Day of the Lord and that highly overrated Soon and Very Soon. 608 through 610 are all keepers. The Strife Is O'er, Join in the Dance by Dan Shooter. Yeah, we'll keep that one. Not too bad. I've seen a lot worse. And Hillard's Festival Canticle. That one's definitely a keeper. 611 through 613 can all go. 614, I Know That My Redeemer Lives. The tune Duke Street. Definitely a keeper. And then finally, 615 through 622. All eight of them. Bye-bye. On our next episode, we'll continue with hymn number 623. We'll be going into the Thanksgiving section of the music issue. Stay tuned. Time for our Podsafe musical guest. Here is Mario Ahero. Thank you. And there he is, Mario Ajero. This lovely piano styling of course, What Child Is This? An arrangement of the English tune Greensleeves. I like the smooth jazz stylings on this one. Kind of reminiscent of the version of O Tannenbaum that you would hear in the background during a Charlie Brown Christmas. At least I can say probably inspired that anyways. I'm still a big fan of a Charlie Brown Christmas. What can I tell you? Mario Ajero comes courtesy of podsafemusic.podshow.com. And you can also check out his podcast that he's got going here, the Piano Podcast with Mario Ajero. MarioAjero.blogspot.com. We'll leave a link in today's show notes. I have in my left hand today's Crystals Vintage Anywhere Top 10 list.
Top 10.
Brought to you by one of the greatest musical compositions ever, 433. Well, just because it's Christmas doesn't mean a really bad mass isn't going to take place. In fact, it can often open the door for a really, really bad mass. So today we're going to present to you from the home office in Chest Hairs, Rhode Island, the top 10 nightmares known to happen at a Christmas mass. Here we go. Number 10. Music performed by some goofy folk group led by someone with a 12-string guitar. Number 9. Kids act out the gospel reading. Number 8. Puppets act out the gospel reading. Number 7. Closing song, We Wish You a Merry Christmas. Number 6. Same priest who re-entered church in a Barney suit returns in a Santa suit. Number 5. Altar service dressed as elves. Number 4. First communion class assembles in front of the altar to sing Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Number 3. One of the carols was Joy to the World by Three Dog Night. Number 2. O Holy Night sung off-key by someone who insists he's doing a ministry. And the number 1 nightmare known to happen at a Christmas mass. Right after communion, everybody sings Happy Birthday to Jesus. Crystal's Vintage.
Ready. X-Me, read all about it. News at the door from the Swan Snark.
This week, eat smart with our Live Smart line of frozen foods. Try our brand spanking new oven-roasted chicken bites. No breading, no frying, just oven-roasted for lots of flavor. Fully cooked so you can use them in the Nuke-em-up box as well as your normal oven. And they're just as good. Get your resealable bag today. Product number 494, just $14.99. But just because we snarks like you, we're offering a buck off. Also, how about something fruity? Try our Fruit-to-Go Cups number 805 or our brand spanking new Tropical Fruit-to-Go Cups number 749. Each cup contains 100% grade A fruit and it's packed in real fruit juice, not just some ho chi syrup like you'd find in the supermarket. Get your box of 6 cups for just $6.99 or buy 2 and save a buck. At Schwann's, we're prepared to serve. Don't do this at church.
This Christmas mass is ended. Go in peace and enjoy your presents. Ho, ho, ho!
By the way, I'm dead serious about the first Don't Do This at Church segment you heard this episode. Not just for that stuck note, but Venite Adoremus, as beautiful as it is not the mystery of faith that we proclaim. We are given by the Church 4 choices for the memorial acclamation in the English language, and 3 in the Latin language. With all those choices, there's really no need to overstep our bounds. During the Eucharistic prayer, we proclaim our faith by remembering the Lord's death and resurrection and await his coming in glory. If we didn't have someone who could die and rise for our sake, then there probably would have been no sense in celebrating a Christmas, right? Right, okay. I want to reiterate something I started a while back. Yes, our promo swap with the delis that sell Krakowska kielbasa. We're looking for Polish delis, or at least delis that sell Krakowska kielbasa, the official deli meat of Crystal's Vintage Anywhere. All you need to do is let me know of such a deli. Email me at bpage69@yahoo.com with the name and address of such deli,
and I will more than happily send them a copy of the plaque that includes their name and address, as well as the deli meat Krakowska Kielbasa, in our Krakowska Kielbasa Wall of Fame at christosvinchit.com. And we'll even mention your deli in our next episode. What a great way to promote a great podcast and a great food from a great deli. Don't forget to get that vote in at Podcast Alley. You can find that and many other fun activities in the Christos Vinchit Interactive Corner. We also have a message board you can leave feedback on. And I also welcome any and all listeners to join the latest Facebook craze, Fans of Christos Vinchit Anywhere. Just log on to christosvinchit.com and you'll find all of these things absolutely free. I want to thank you for joining me today. Join us again next time as we continue our series on the Music Issues issues. Enjoy my new ending. I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace. Krakowska Kielbasa, the official deli meat of Christos Vinchit Anywhere. Christos Vinchit Anywhere is a member of Disciples with Microphones, the B-Team, Ratzinger's Rottweilers, and the Christos Vinchit Network. This broadcast is copyright 2009, Brian Michael Page.
Made on a crappy PC.